Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham in our operations area. 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 a.m. Central Time. The latest information on Hurricane Zeta. The latest winds 85 miles per hour. The movement north-northwest at 17 miles an hour. The pressure is 982 millibars. We are now 335 miles south-southwest of the mouth of the Mississippi River in Louisiana. Let's start looking at the satellite here. Overnight, strengthened overnight as we forecast, becoming a hurricane again. And you can see the eye, the pronounced eye in the cloud field here. We also have the Air Force and also the NOAA hurricane hunters in the storm, going through the center, going through the periphery, getting the size of the storm, looking at the structure of the storm, the strength, and also the pressure. But you can see this, a very healthy storm. You can see some of these rain bands on the outside, but very pronounced eye right there in the center. The latest forecast that we have, very similar, almost exact what we've had for since the beginning of this storm. A few things to note here. One, the expanse of the tropical storm force winds stretching out about 150 miles from the center. So this is not just a center point, not just a cone. You got to think of those impacts well outside that cone and away from the center. The other part of this is the hurricane force winds extending about 35 miles out from that center as well. So with time during the day today into this afternoon, moving north and then back over to the northeast towards the Louisiana coast. And that's where we have this area right here in red with a hurricane warning. Any one of these areas could experience hurricane force winds, so damaging winds, a very dangerous situation, power outages, trees down. And even well away from that, you can see the Florida Panhandle and the coast of Alabama, they're getting tropical storm force winds. So significant winds, but the fast movement, if you think about this fast movement, so this afternoon, making landfall this evening, but moving fast means it could drag some of those winds further inland. So you start looking at the actual wind speed probabilities, you can see tropical storm force winds, not just in the Louisiana coast where we have the landfall, Mississippi coast, and stretching deep into portions of central Alabama as well. And as a result, trees down, power outages, not just the coast, but well inland. And that's why we have some of these warnings. You start looking at the hurricane warnings in red, but not just that. Look at the tropical storm force winds, the tropical storm warning. Portions of southeast Mississippi all the way to southern portions of Alabama, and even a tropical storm watch, Montgomery, Birmingham, getting up into Georgia as well. So any one of these areas, Mobile, back over to Hattiesburg, any one of these areas could see those significant winds. So that's the dangers of the winds, a significant event associated with that, with the damaging winds, but also the storm surge, a life-threatening storm surge values here. Port Fourchon, back over to Lake Bourne, to the mouth of the Pearl River, 5 to 7 foot of storm surge. That water just gets trapped in there. Lake Pontchartrain, 3 to 5 foot, where you push water through the Rigolets into Lake Pontchartrain. But mouth of the Pearl River over to Dauphin Island, Alabama, 6 to 9 foot of storm surge, dangerous storm surge. Please listen to those local officials. You still have this morning to prepare, but that water's going to start coming in early. But also the rainfall becomes an issue too. There's a front coming down, so it's not just right along that track. Areas could see 4 to 6 inches of rainfall in many of these areas, not just on the coast, but up through Tennessee and also up into Virginia and West Virginia. So that's the latest information we have from the National Hurricane Center on Hurricane Zeta.